Hello, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. It is Friday, July 10th, and this is Bible Sunshine number 80. Hard to believe, but here we are. Praise God for this opportunity. I'm glad you've joined us today. It is a cloudy, rainy day here in Brooklyn. Glad for cooling off a bit with the rain. The Lord is good, and it's a blessing that we can go to Him in prayer. We can take our concerns to Him, and we can open up His Word and be encouraged by it. So open your Bibles again to Philippians chapter 4, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your Word. Thank you for the blessing we have to study your Word. Thank you for the blessing we have to take our burdens to you. Encourage our hearts today. Strengthen our hearts. If there's anyone, Lord, who hears this who has not yet trusted in Jesus, show them their need of the Savior, that they would run to the cross, believe the finished work of Christ, and be saved. For any downcast believer, lift their spirits today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hold a finger in Philippians 4 and go back to Matthew chapter 6. I want to revisit this passage where we were yesterday as we think about this problem of worry and the command in Philippians to be anxious for nothing. That is, don't worry about anything. Go back to Matthew chapter 6 and let's just review some of Jesus' words here. In verse 25, notice he says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." Look at what he says in verse 27. "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" I've mentioned before about the little boy that was concerned about his height challenge, and so he wanted to be taller, so he thought if he ate yeast, he would rise. Well, by eating yeast, you can't rise, and by sitting and worrying or standing and worrying or stretching and worrying, you can't add to your stature. So Jesus says in verse 28, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." You know, I just love flowers. And on our balcony, we have flower boxes, or my wife has planted flowers, and they are absolutely beautiful. I just love to see the colors. In fact, I'm looking out the window right now, and I can see orange and yellow and purple and red. It's just beautiful. God gives such color to these flowers. And Jesus is talking here about the lilies of the field in the land of Israel. And he said, look how they grow. They don't toil. They don't spin. He said, Solomon, in all his splendor, he didn't have the same glory as these flowers. So he applies that. He says, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? He was saying to his disciples, listen, if God takes care of the flowers, he'll take care of you. Earlier, he was pointing us to the birds. If God takes care of the birds, will he take care of you? And then he concludes, verse 31, therefore, because this is all true about God's care for nature, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Notice how these questions consume our lives and our attention. We work jobs so that we can buy clothes. We have jobs so we can buy food, so we can have drink. And we get consumed about these things. And look at all the businesses that have to do with food. All the businesses that have to do with clothing. We can be so consumed by these things. And Jesus says, don't be consumed by these things. Don't worry. Trust me. And then he says in verse 32, all these things, after all these things, the Gentiles, the nations, those who don't know God, that's what they're worrying about. They're seeking all these things. And I love this, for your heavenly Father knows. Your heavenly Father. Just take a moment and drink that in. Your heavenly Father. When you know Jesus, when I know Jesus as my Savior, when we're saved, we have a relationship with the God of the Bible. He is our Father. Isn't that great? He's our Father in heaven. And Jesus says he knows that you need all these things. Your heavenly Father, as the song says, watches over you. Your heavenly Father. So why should we worry? We have a Father who loves us, who cares for us, who knows all about us. One of my favorite verses in the Psalms is Psalm 27:14. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Oh, that's verse 10. Verse 14 is, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But verse 10, when father and mother leave us, the Lord will take us up. He is our heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. So why should I worry when I have a heavenly Father? So he says, verse 33, a verse that every Christian should memorize, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Instead of worrying, seek God first. Seek his kingdom first. Seek his righteousness first. And Jesus goes on to say, in conclusion, therefore, do not worry. He says it again. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. He says, don't worry. Tomorrow's going to take care of its own troubles. Sufficient unto the day. Each day has its own trouble. No need to borrow for tomorrow. Some people are worried about today, moment by moment, and they're also worried about tomorrow and the day after and the next week and the next month. And Jesus is saying, look, each day has its own trouble enough. No need to borrow in the future. Bottom line, don't worry. Don't worry today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Now, with all of that in mind from Jesus, go back to Philippians chapter 4, and we're looking at how to have peace in the midst of trials. And Paul says, verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. And then what do we do instead? But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So instead of worrying, I pray. Instead of worrying, I pray. Now look in your Bibles. Be anxious, that's for nothing. That's a command. Don't be anxious for anything. And then at the last part of the verse, it says, let your requests be made known. That's a command. And then he tells us how to do that. But let me just focus on this second command in verse 6. Let your requests be made known to God. What is it you need? What is it you desire? Take it to the Lord in prayer. A Bible scholar in the 1600s named Bingle said this, anxiety and prayer are more opposed to each other than fire and water. Let me say it again. Anxiety and prayer are more opposed to each other than fire and water. That's really good. So instead of being anxious, I am to pray. The two don't get along together. How can I be fretting and worrying if I'm really going to my Heavenly Father in prayer? Just visualize this for a minute. Think of God as a loving Heavenly Father, Climb up into his lap and give him your burdens. Know the security that he gives to you and the strength and the compassion, and that he knows all about us. And so we can talk to him and bring our request to him. Instead of worrying, I pray. In every circumstance of life, look at verse 6. Now go back to the beginning. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. And fast forward to the end, let your request be made known to God. In everything, in every circumstance of life, nothing is too small for the Lord. It is not corny. It is not silly when you're driving around in Brooklyn to pray for a parking place. Lord, please provide a place for me to park. You say, well, that's too silly. That's too small to take to the Lord. Well, I have a question. Is there anything big for the Lord? Is there anything too big for him? Is there anything too big or too small? Or they're all the same to him. It doesn't matter to him if we're praying for a great financial need that we have or for a parking place. God is all powerful. He is able to handle all of it. And he's very glad for us to bring our little burdens to him. A student getting ready to take a quiz, an exam. A student fretting over, do I have enough friends on Facebook or on Instagram? A young person having anxiety about their clothes. We can take every single request, every single anxious thought to God in prayer. In everything, let your request be made known to God. Well, what about the big things? What about lymphoma? What about cancer? What about being bereaved of a loved one? Can we take that to God in prayer? What about some crisis in relationship? Can we go to God in prayer? Yes, and we should. We're commanded to, instead of worrying and fretting. Now, let's look at some of the ways that we go to the Lord in prayer. He says in verse 6, in everything by prayer, let your request be made known to God. Prayer is the general word for talking to God. Don't complicate praying. A simple definition. Prayer is three words, talking to God. We're talking together. I'm talking to you today. Prayer is talking to God. We talk to God about these believers in other countries. Prayer is simply speaking to the Father as a son or daughter of the Father, gladly coming to him, speaking to him. Don't think you have to have fancy words. Don't think you have to be a Bible scholar to pray. Don't think you have to have been saved for 20 years to pray. Just talk to God. Bring your request to him. I think some of the most refreshing prayers I've heard are from people young in the faith who are just so transparent and talk so openly to God. What a blessing that is. May we not lose that. May we be able to breathe, as it were, in and out, words of faith to our Father, talking to him, taking our needs to him. Well, here's how to have peace in the midst of trials. I don't worry, and instead of worrying, I pray. I let my request be made known to God. And we will come back to this next time. Today, we want to go to two countries for prayer. Yesterday, for some reason, as we begin to pray for two countries, the Facebook Live just shut off. I don't know what happened. It just cut out and went blank. But today, we were praying for India and Syria yesterday. Today, we're praying for Nigeria. It's number 12 on the persecution index, a country where there's horrific treatment of Christians, where churches have been burnt. And there's a young lady, Leah Sharibu, as far as I know, still in custody of militant religionists who don't know Christ. Let's pray for her strength. And then the country of Saudi Arabia, 34 million people here, number 13 on the persecution list. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can talk to you, and we come to you as our Heavenly Father. We come to you, Lord, in behalf of believers in Nigeria, brothers and sisters in Christ who have faced opposition, whose churches have been burned, Lord, whose daughters have been kidnapped. We pray for Leah. You know all about her. You know where she is. Protect her, Lord, and give her stamina to never deny Jesus. I pray, Lord, for all the church in Nigeria, that it would blossom, that it would flourish, that you would send sound teaching to them, and that the pastors would be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And Lord, I pray for Saudi Arabia. Lord, I pray for the church that's there, meeting in secret. Multiply Christian influence there. Those who are there from other lands, even from America, who know Christ, bless their witness. Give them strength, give them wisdom, give them knowledge. Lord, protect your church and cause it to grow. Encourage your people in these places, we pray. And Father, we pray for the church in America. Wean us, Lord, from worldliness. Wean us from self-trust. Lean us from being consumed with food and drink and clothes and pleasure, that we would be consumed with Christ and with the Word of God. We pray, Lord, send a revival to your people. Do a mighty work in our midst. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you, friend, and thank you for so faithfully joining us on Bible Sunshine. God willing, we'll be back on Monday for Bible Sunshine number 81. I trust this Lord's Day you will be with God's people, either in person or online, and that you will worship the Lord and be edified in the faith. May God's love and light and life shine upon you today. God bless you.